Law enforcement officials say a recent state law to make court fines and fees fair has unfairly punished police departments. Ticket revenue has fallen. Police agencies use that money to pick up part of the cost of mandated training. Police agencies say a lack of training could make communities less safe. Eric Stock reports on how police in McLean County are scrambling to come up with the money.
The Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board started telling police departments late last year it couldn't pay for academy training all new officers must complete, or for ongoing training. The Training and Standards Board has seen a $5 million drop in revenue since last summer. That's when the new court fines and fees law took effect. Judges are waiving fees on more traffic convictions based on new income guidelines, and some departments are writing fewer citations. Bloomington Police Chief Dan Doneth had hoped to hire as many as 16 new officers this year. Academy training costs nearly $7,000 per officer. Doneth says he'd have to find an extra $100,000 somewhere.
I'm not sure how we'll do it yet. We've got a little bit of time left this year, but it's going to be a hurdle that we're going to have to get over one way or another.
Doneth is not alone. Police departments across the state are dealing with the unintended consequences of the new fines and fees law. McLean County Sheriff John Sandage estimates his department will have to spend an additional $70,000 for state-mandated training this year. Sandage had hoped the county board would set aside new revenue from the recreational marijuana sales tax. Instead, the board put about a third of that money to mental health services. Sandage says he supports mental health assistance, but
bottom line is we got to have the officers on the streets and the correction officers in the jail to deal with these issues before we can provide more services.
The head of the Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board is also the city manager of Bloomington. He's Tim Gleason.
There's several options, considerations that are in play. It definitely is a high priority. Now that it's reached this point.
For now, the board has told police departments to cover the cost and they will reimburse them later. But Bloomington Police Chief Dan Doneth says departments don't know when or how much training money they will get back.
With that being an unexpected thing, we've got to start paying that and put that in our budget that we didn't have before.
And who knows when that reimbursement comes, right?
Correct. Or to what level?
Some chiefs and sheriffs are not optimistic. Normal Police Chief Rick Bleichner says his department recently got a $21,000 academy training bill for three officers and will be sending two more officers in May. Bleichner says he expects his department will have to eat at least half that cost.
We've been told to expect somewhere in the 50% range if they have any reimbursements at all. So there's no guarantee.
The Training and Standards Board also pays for much of the ongoing training officers must take. There's no indication when that funding will come back. Police are on their own. Bleichner says he's trying to find other options for the training officers have typically received at Heartland Community College. He says the most viable alternative appears to be online training.
It's not an ideal fix, but it does serve in the place of some of those actual classroom training sessions where we just can't have them.
Some in the police training business say online courses don't cut it.
I think more than a safety risk, it'd be a liability risk.
That's Bob Siren. Siren coordinates the mobile team unit based at Heartland Community College that offers state-mandated training for 36 police agencies in McLean, Livingston, Ford, and Iroquois counties. It's one of 16 regional training centers in Illinois. Siren says you can't duplicate classroom education and real-life scenarios officers encounter by taking an online course.
I was a police officer for a long time. I know sitting in front of a computer, a class that's supposed to take me 4 hours might take me 30 minutes. I can go through screens pretty fast and check the boxes and I'm done. I'm not saying people are doing that, but it happens.
Siren says the mobile team unit at Heartland has canceled about half its classes. It can only continue classes that get federal funding or the ones local police teach. That includes active shooter training, field sobriety testing, and personal defense. But training for crime scene investigations, lead homicide investigations, mental health de-escalation, and ethics are off limits until further notice. Traditionally, those who make government budgets don't shortchange public safety spending. Siren says that's why he's surprised this issue hasn't been resolved.
Typically, law enforcement is toward the forefront. When it comes to an issue and they know they need the funding, somebody steps up and makes sure that funding is available. This time, I don't know if they were caught off guard.
Siren says he's not sure when the issue will resolve. The Illinois Sheriff's Association and Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police want state lawmakers to find the money. State Senator Andy Menar, a Democrat from Bunker Hill, has proposed emergency funding. Normals Rick Bleichner and other police chiefs say they can get by for a bit without big budget cuts or reallocation.
So it's relatively short-lived right now, but if this continues on for the next month and heaven forbid into the next year, it'll create a lot larger impact, not only on our agency, but all agencies in Illinois.
The full impact is not yet clear, but Bloomington City Manager and Training Board Head Tim Gleason says it does negatively impact public safety in communities.
Wish that we weren't dealing with this at all, but as a municipality or as a county, we just got to find a way to keep staffing levels the way that they should be.
Not only has the existing mandated training lost funding, the trend is to demand more training. The Illinois legislature has imposed 11 new police training requirements since 2016. I'm Eric Stock.
Peoria County Sheriff Brian Asbell says the state should remove many of the training requirements for downstate police departments. He says downstate police face different situations than those in the Chicago area. Governor J.B. Pritzker did not include emergency funding for police training in his annual budget proposal.